broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
We increasingly, by the general election,
and it's just obvious we have to put our money. It's the same.
Hello? Yes, is this Richard? Okay, how long has the six-year-old been missing?
The rich liberals own everything.
Holy crap.
He's a racist. I hate him.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Every night until the aforementioned times, we take you on a journey through the looking glass of talk radio, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And coming up this hour, of course, we will conclude with a lot of the stories that we were not able to get to, a Chamber of Commerce hoax story. And we'll get into another anti-Semitic comment of some kind, of some quality, a joke that was told by, in this instance, an individual that also sings the national anthem at ball games. Maybe he's a famous guy, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like a opera singer or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they get to do those ball games, are opera singers. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget that you can listen to the archives on our website at philhendryshow.com. You can also access daily video streaming of the show, either live or by way of on-demand, which is a fun thing. So you can try that out. And you can listen to the live streaming audio as well, either live or on-demand here on the Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall is joining us here on the program this evening. He is the Vice President of Syndication. I guess you're in your car, David? David?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah, you in your car?
Well, right now I'm in the car, yeah. I wanted to call a program tonight, and I wanted to run something by you that I have been facing in attempting to get your show placed on different affiliates around the country, and I thought this would be I think it would be a illuminating, I think it would be a healthy exercise in telling people what the Phil Hendry Show is about, if we could, you know.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I've been dealing with. I talk to an awful lot of affiliates that basically say the following thing. They say that they don't know whether you're a conservative or a liberal. They don't know whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. And they it's a very difficult thing for them to pin down exactly what it is your show represents philosophically. So maybe you could let me know and let your audience know and let the prospective affiliates know.
Well, I mean, I've said on the show before that my radio program is about truth, you know.
No, I know that, but I mean, what is your political ideology?
I don't have one. I mean...
Well, that's impossible.
Well, all right. It's not that I don't have one. It's just that it isn't a conservative or a liberal one. It's I like to call it free thinking.
All right, let me interrupt you. I don't mean to interrupt you, Phil, but
it's what I call free thinking, making up my mind issue by issue.
All right, let me tell you what I'm up against. The program, the radio stations that I'm talking to, they don't understand what that is. And more to the point, the audience that you're talking to, they do not have it within their they don't have it within their capability, this is between you and me, but they do not have it within their capability to understand that. You need to be either liberal or conservative.
What do you mean they don't have it within their capability?
The average intelligence of a talk radio listener is not that very high, and I know you can't really say that to people.
Now, you realize, of course, that what you're saying right now is going out over the airwaves.
I understand that, Phil, but you don't remember one of the basic rules of our business, and that is the audience's attention span is very limited.
No, but what you're saying, David, is going out right now. People are hearing you say that the average intelligence of a talk radio listener is not very high.
Yeah, I'm telling you that their attention span is so limited they won't remember what I'm saying. You watch. After the break, after the first commercial break, they're not going to remember. They're not smart enough to follow your train of thought or your worldview. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're not saying they're stupid, are you?
I'm not going to say that, but it doesn't make any difference. They're not going to remember what we're saying, so I will answer that as honestly as I can. not that they're stupid. It's that they are... They have not yet evolved, I guess, to the point where they're going to understand what you're saying. It's not that they're stupid. It's that they're not smart enough, I guess is the best way to put it.
They're not smart enough for what?
For understanding when you say, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, I am a free thinker. They don't understand that.
Is this what you're hearing from stations that you're trying to put the show on?
Yeah, I'm hearing this from a lot of these people that I got to talk to, who are, you know, either the program directors or whoever they got there. And I'll say to them, I say, we got the Phil Hendry Show. He's a free thinker. And that right there, you can hear that almost, if you've ever been in New York, you ever seen those big metal shutters that they pull down over the fruit stands? You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
That's what I hear. I hear almost mentally hear that clank. Because to follow your earlier metaphor, the audience is like, if we want to go back to the time machine, the audience is like they're like the Eloys. They're pretty and they're carefree, but they aren't exactly, you know, mentally sharp. And so the Morlocks will come up and eat them.
You know, David, you're on the air right now. This is fascinating to me.
Right.
You're on the air right now comparing the people that are listening to us right now to the Eloys in the time machine. They're pretty and carefree, but they don't know that evil lurks below their feet and they're going to be eaten at any minute.
They don't. They claim that they do, but they don't. They don't understand that maybe what you're saying is this. They're very comfortable in the way they think, and someday they may be destroyed by it. Is that a fair way of putting your philosophy?
I would say, yeah, okay, that's fair.
All right. So if that is a fair way of putting your philosophy, then I think it's fair to say that the people that listen to the radio are almost like that Bambi creature. You know, a little deer that's taking a sip of water, and along comes maybe a mountain lion. And, you know, the next thing you know, this beautiful deer, they've opened it up and the guts are out like they have on those shows.
Oh, my God, David. You know, my whole...
Well, I hate to be graphic.
But my whole philosophy has always been to be honest with people. I cannot honestly say that I'm a conservative if I agree with the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan, but I'm a pro-choice guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know all of that. You've already explained that. The audience doesn't get it. Do you understand? They don't get it.
Well, you're saying they're not bright enough.
They're not. It isn't that, like I said, it's not that they're stupid. They're not smart enough. Now, what I find is that the program directors and the people in the radio world are also not that sharp. And rather than figure a way to promote what you do, they either want a conservative or liberal. And I'm trying to tell you, you're dealing in a world of people that are not that swift. Now, I heard what you said, and I didn't like it.
About what?
About that chromosome challenge thing. But I'll tell you one thing. If you wanted to use that phrase, a better place to use it...
Whoa, hold on. I didn't say that, okay? That was General Shaw.
All right, I'm sorry. I thought it was you that said it.
No, I did not say that. General Shaw said it.
Well, if he wanted to use a better place for that chromosomally challenged line, you got a lot of people listening to the radio right now that...
And you don't think that people are going to remember you saying what you're saying?
I'm telling you, based upon the research that we do in radio in general, the attention span of the audience is very limited. They're not going to remember me saying that any of this. We don't need to belabor the point. I'm trying to talk to you about...
Then why are you doing this on the air, by the way?
What?
Why are you doing this on the air?
Because I thought it would be an entertaining aspect of the program to have people find out what your political philosophy is, which we still haven't been able to find out, by the way. Thank you very much. And
I told you what it is, man. You want me to put a word on it?
What about libertarian?
Oh, get out of here with that, will
you? Well, you got to call it something. If I don't have something to call it, then I've got a radio station and a bunch of listeners that know what the hell it is.
What about calling it,
chromosomally challenged? I'm kidding. But that, you know, at least would give me a hook.
Yeah, that's funny. How about we call it...
Oh, come on, will you? You got to have a way to call it. You got to give it something. Otherwise, the people don't understand. And you've been relying on a level of I think you've been relying on a level of intelligence that isn't out there.
I'm not relying on nothing, man. I'm relying on just telling people where it's at. That's it. That's what I'm relying on, just telling people where it's at.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so sorry to upset you, Tony Robbins. This is the real deal, huh?
Don't be sarcastic, man. I'm just trying to get by with a radio show that speaks the truth. What about truth?
No one cares if that word doesn't mean anything. You understand? That word doesn't mean anything.
Telling the truth, that doesn't mean anything.
No, because the truth is a relative thing. When you say to a guy you're going to tell him the truth, half of those people are going to say you're lying to them. When you tell somebody that you're telling them the truth, even if they like you, they're going to think it's your version of the truth. It isn't going to be their truth. That's very presumptuous, Phil, to say you know the truth. Everybody knows what the truth is, and it's their truth.
Well, why don't I call it that? I have your truth.
What? Boy, I... what does that mean?
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
I'm telling you, it's not funny. You've got an audience, and they like you, but they are not, and I want to be kind, they are not that swift, I guess is the best way to put it.
That's not what I call being kind, I'll tell you that.
We're not talking about, you know, what you think is polite. I'm telling you, the talk radio audience, right now, as it exists, as it has evolved, as it exists today in the year 2009, is a rather slow-moving mass of I mean, if you wanted to put it, like elevator operators or something, they're just a large mass of people with lunch buckets.
Just a bunch of dummies.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's pretty much what you're saying, man. A bunch of dummies. Don't offer them filet mignon when they'd be happy with hamburger.
Don't offer them filet mignon. What did you say?
Filet mignon.
All right, okay, well, pretty much that. Yeah, that is what I'm saying.
So don't offer them anything that's really quality. Just give them the same stuff.
Give them what this guy... Who's the guy?
Beck?
Yeah, give them that. Be a conservative, but call yourself, you know, like you're... What Beck does, he gets George Washington and all that stuff, you know? So he's a conservative, but really what he's really a conservative, but he talks about George Washington. People like that.
Oh, that's cornball, man, with a capital C.
Yeah, really? It's cornball, huh? That guy's made of money.
It's cornball. C-O-R-N-B-A-L-L. Cornball? Yes.
Thanks, I can spell.
All right, I got to take a break, David, okay?
All right, well, you got to consider what I'm saying, though, honest to God. You know, you don't have to be like Beck, but be like, what about O'Reilly? He is a conservative, but he says it's a no-spin deal. See?
He's full of crap, too. He's a conservative. Everybody knows he's a conservative.
No, he ain't, because he's no spin.
He's not, but you know he's spinning.
No, I don't know. I do, but I don't. If he says he's not spinning, then he's not spinning.
All right, we'll take a break here. David G. Hall and more with him and your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL. I just think, and maybe I'm wrong, but he's telling me that the talk radio audience ain't bright enough. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall with us, our vice president of syndication on the trials and the tribulations and travails of doing a talk show that is neither a conservative or liberal show. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil, the world famous Phil Henry Show here. We're talking with David G. Hall, who's the vice president of syndication for the radio show, as well as others. And it started out as a discussion as to how to define a radio show. And I guess we're talking really about how to define my radio show, David. But I did want to make a mention. You were talking to me about a potential affiliate in South Carolina.
Yeah, no, this is a potential. They're not on board yet, but I've been talking to this one guy. And he is a big fan of yours. He understands what you do. And the reason why I brought him up is because you had just done a story about South Carolina and the Republican Party, right?
Yes, I had.
All right. And I understand it's news, and I don't want to tell you not to do it, but it had to do with those guys in South Carolina saying some anti-Jewish things. Now, the radio station in question it's a good station, but the guy that I'm talking to is a conservative, and he doesn't particularly, he made a few Jew jokes when we were talking. So,
boy.
Well, okay, boy, but what I'm saying to you is, would you not please not do that story anymore? You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I would ask you not to do that story anymore is because if he hears it, he's obviously going to think that you've got an agenda, and he may think that you're out to be some kind of a big shot, or you think you're better than him or something like that.
Are you telling me that this guy but this radio station you want to put me on is run by a guy who's an anti-Semite?
I didn't say that, did I?
You said he made Jew jokes.
He made a couple of jokes.
Did you laugh at them?
Phil, let me tell you something. Don't get into my personality right now.
All right. So what do you want?
I'm asking you to back down on the South Carolina Jew story in case he hears it, that's all.
Oh, I see. So in other words, to get my show on a radio station that happens to be run by an anti-Semite...
Well, why don't you just say it real... Hey, to get my show on a radio... Do you feel better now, Phil? You know, you want everybody to now think that you're a big hero? Say it real loud. Is that what you want to do? I'm telling you the facts of life here.
No, you're telling me the facts of life about one radio station that is owned by an anti-Semite, and I'm supposed to be backing off at a story about the South Carolina chairman there who shouldn't even have a job so I can get on their station? I don't think so, man. Here is Glenn in Nashville. Glenn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on?
Okay, man.
Good evening. I'm a second-time listener. Second time I've heard you two nights in a row. And my comment is this. Mr. Hall, I believe it is you're interviewing. Mr. Hall is not a very bright individual himself. I'm fairly certain, because he seems to assume that you must be either a conservative or a liberal. And the fact is that there are many people that listen to talk radio that are independents, or as you said,
That independent thing. You know what that means, being an independent. You're basically a conservative.
Why don't you let the man explain?
I'm not a conservative on every issue. You know, I don't have to vote or think like a group of people tell me to think. Pardon me.
What issues are you not a conservative on?
Well, that would be a long, complicated conversation. We don't have time for all that. My point is,
you're really just a conservative.
Let me.
You know, and you don't want to be called a conservative because you think that means that you're just another one of these dummies. But you're a conservative. You know you are.
Why don't you let the guy explain?
No, listen to me. What I am is a free thinker, because I know most of the people that are in control of the media or people in the government would like
are Jews.
To believe whatever they tell you to believe. And I'm not dumb enough to believe that. And I think listen to talk radio are not dumb enough to believe everything they're told. And one more thing about O'Reilly.
Do you think that the Jews run the media?
Would you let this man finish?
Television. Pardon me.
What's that? O'Reilly's the greatest thing that ever hit TV. There you go. I wanted to ask you, sir, you didn't answer my question. Do you think the media is run by Jews?
I know for a fact that the majority of it is. That's not a secret. I don't care.
All right, so you're a conservative.
I don't care what they are.
You're a conservative.
Why would that make him a conservative?
Because they're the only ones that believe that Jews still run things.
Pardon me?
All right. Okay, sir.
You're a free thinker. Yeah, that's real original. The Jews run the media.
All right, sir, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Why did you get into that?
I got that guy to admit that he thinks Jews run everything. That means he's a conservative. That means he's a Republican, see? I pinned him down.
That means he's a Republican, huh?
Yeah. All those guys think the Jews run everything.
Boy, are you... You know something, man? You need to get educated.
What do you mean I need to get educated? I'm telling you where it's at here. What did I tell you? You think everybody out there is some kind of an independent? Come on.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Joanna here in New York City. Joanna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
Well, first of all, Phil, as an intelligent listener, I would like
yes,
to
ma'am.
Say that I have respect for you, and I wish these
Thank
past
you.
Two people would have respect for the people who listen to you and not think that we're not intelligent.
Hold on for just a second, Joanna. Hold the line here. Hold the line. I'm going to get back to your phone call.
She won't be there. She didn't even hear you. She'll hang up.
Yeah, okay, we'll be back with David G. Hall and Joanna here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
She's going to hang up.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
That's not what I'm saying.
All right, we're back with David G. Hall. We've got to get back to Joanna here.
No, but I just want to make the one point before you go back to the caller. We've got these small market stations. You can't keep... You got to understand, Phil, that there's a certain level of, it's not that bad to make a Jew joke is all I'm saying. And
come on, man. It's not what the show's about.
Will you listen to me? We've got New York. We've got L.A. We've got Chicago. We've got Boston. So you don't have to keep this, kissing up to Obama stuff. We've already got those big markets. All I'm asking you to do is be a realist.
No, what you're asking me to be is some kind of a crude thinker, which, frankly, is what the talk radio spectrum is made up of these days. Here is Joanna back with us. Joanna, I'm sorry we had to take a break. Thank you, and what was on your mind?
The same lady.
I'm so happy
yes, it's the same
to hear
deal.
You say that you're not a crude thinker, because the opinions of this man are so crude. By the way, he used the word ain't. That's how intelligent he is. And we listeners who are have what? Some intelligence.
That happens to be a word, ma'am.
We don't need to be insulted. He's insulting my intelligence. And I
how am I insulting
also
you? Are you telling me that,
the truth? I would like to
are you,
say that not... May I just finish? May I also say
well, of course,
that
ma'am,
all,
but, yeah,
but
all I,
listeners
you're
are
wrong.
Not
ain't
affected.
Is a word.
No, it's not.
All
go ahead, Joanna.
All listeners are not affected by race or religion. We'd like to hear something discussed without and political affiliation. We would like to hear an intelligent conversation that does not have to be controlled by those three situation.
I'm simply saying, ma'am, that the Jewish question, you can slip a few Jew jokes in, and it's not going to be a big deal.
Why do you say that, man?
It's faithful, frankly. I think
no, but
that
I mean,
one's religion is distasteful.
Wait a minute. Is this lady calling
isn't
from New York?
Yes, she is.
Oh, that explains
that
it.
One can have without insulting people's religion?
No, we don't want to insult people's religion. But I said to Mr. Hendry that there's
quote, a quote-unquote Jew joke.
So
I'm
that he
not
could get
Jewish.
A particular... There's a
and
particular
I
well, you live
find
in New York,
insulting.
Don't you? Well, being Jewish? Now, see, that's wrong.
I'm not Jewish, but why insult Jews? I don't want to listen to this.
Wait a minute. You live in New York?
Somebody who is looking for a truthful opinion.
Exactly. We're trying to find a way to cut through this stuff, you know.
By race,
look,
religion, or political affiliation.
Phil, can I just have you put the lady on hold for a minute, and we'll be right with you, Joanna.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on for just a second, Joanna. Go ahead.
Is she on hold?
Yeah.
Look, quit trying to kiss up to this old lady, okay?
I'm not an old lady.
And I just don't need you to do that. All right, take her off a hold.
Okay, we're back, Joanna.
You're going to insult me and insult and insist that I'm an old lady. I'm 30 years old.
I never said you were an old lady.
You did, too. I'm
not
going to hear what
didn't
you're saying.
Didn't you have her on hold?
We did put her on hold, yeah.
But
that must have been someone else you were listening to, ma'am, because I didn't say anything of the sort.
Well, yes, you did, David. The fact is you did.
I'm an intelligent person, and all of what you've been saying to Phil is very insulting to him and to his listeners.
Joanna, I want to say something,
and
I don't
mean
if you're 30, then I'm a rabbi.
The whole point of this conversation
what you are. You're
was,
back to religion. I didn't call to discuss religion. I don't want to hear
didn't you call up and say that you were calling from New York, so you had a special insight into
Phil,
Jews?
I respect Phil, and
right.
I think that he has every right to think freely.
He has every right, but he's not going to make a nickel doing it. You understand?
Well,
you can't
all
make
you're
any money.
Concerned about his money... That is also insulting to intelligent people who listen to your show.
Ain't that all you're interested in? Everybody's interested in money.
There you go. With
you ain't interested in it.
What?
I mean,
look at David.
Age is in your vocabulary. You're supposed to be.
Guess who's on TV
person.
Right? All right, you want honesty? Let me ask you something. You know who's on TV right now? Ralph Nader. Don't you think he's had a stroke?
Guess who's on TV? I'm talking to you.
So, Joanna, we appreciate the call.
No, we're not getting rid of her. She's in New York. That's a big market. I got to talk to her and find out how she feels.
New York. I'm only here visiting New York.
All right, that explains why you're not Jewish. But the point that I'm
saying... All right, thanks very much for your phone. I appreciate it very much, Joanna. Appreciate it very much for your phone call. 877-876-PHIL.
Why did you hang up on that caller? I was doing research.
What kind of research are you doing, man? First of all, you're talking about that explains why you're Jewish. Secondly, don't you think Ralph Nader's had a stroke?
Well, don't you?
What has that got to do with anything?
Because he's on TV right now. Because it happens to be what's going on in the world right now. You want to sit here and talk to some lady and make nice with her while I'm trying to tell you that we got an affiliate in South Carolina that really wants to pick up the show.
So I'm talking to a lady on an affiliate in New York, and I got to get rid of her to make sure we get a South Carolina affiliate.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Sorry. Jeez, I didn't know. Excuse me, Mr. Henry.
Wait a minute. You don't understand.
No, I get it. I get it. South Carolina, I mean, why should you be bothered with South Carolina? Why, you have an affiliate in New York, don't you? Well, I'm so very sorry, Mr. Henry, to have bothered you. I'm only the guy that goes out and pitches your show to everybody. That's all.
I'm not saying I don't appreciate the work. I'm simply saying I don't want an affiliate in South Carolina if the guy who runs the station wants me to slip in, quote, Jew jokes, end of quote.
Don't you know what's going on out there? The chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party made a Jew joke. Nobody was upset about that.
They're asking for his head, man. Aren't you reading the news?
When?
In the news today, they're saying the guy ought to be fired. And I don't like the term Jew jokes. Thank you very much.
Easy, man.
877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is David in Gainesville, Florida. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome.
Mr. Henry, how are you this evening? I want to make the point that while your other esteemed colleague seems to think that everyone can be categorized as a Republican, conservative, or a liberal Democrat, I firmly believe that I believe in abortion. I believe that that's a right that people should have, women should have to choose. I also believe that my money shouldn't go to pay for women who choose not to do that, or women who have babies just to have babies to make money. I'm a firm believer that I can be a social liberal and a fiscal conservative and not be categorized as a right-wing Republican. I just don't understand.
Well, don't do you? All right, let me ask you a question, sir. If you do you understand the pro-choice platform?
Yes, I understand that.
All right, then you know that only women can have abortions, right?
9 months of gestation, it's not my call one way or the other. That's what I understand.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't seem to understand. You said that you said people should be able to have abortions, and only women can have them.
He understands that.
Decision one way or the other.
I don't understand what you're talking about. You said that you believe in a woman's right to choose, but that you don't want to pay for it. Is that what you said?
I believe in a woman's right to choose. I just don't believe that I, as a taxpayer, should pay if she chooses that to have lots of children.
No. If she chooses to have an abortion.
No. She can have all the abortions she wants. That I don't believe that I should pay for a woman to have 4, 5, or 6 children and live on welfare. But
all right, do you believe you should pay for her to have an abortion?
All right, what are we talking about here?
I want to find out what this guy's all. This guy, there's something about this guy that's off. I'm not sure what it is, but
the gentleman's very clear as to what he's saying. He would rather a woman choose an abortion than have 5 or 6 kids that she can't afford to raise.
Yeah, but he's put it in a weird way.
That isn't clear. That's exactly my point.
Well,
I believe I'm not the one that has to pick up the tab for her. I'm not going to make a decision. I'm not going to tell her abortion or not abortion, but I also shouldn't have to pay the tab for her.
I just don't. I think there's something wrong with this guy.
What's wrong? I understand him perfectly well.
Any human that makes sense obviously there's something wrong with us if we have logic, because logic doesn't compute with you guys who want us to be to conform to the way you need us to be to fit your model. Yeah, logic doesn't.
There's something weird about you. There's something wrong with you. You got a southern accent, but you believe in abortion. I don't.
Boy, you know something, man? You are full of every kind of stereotype tonight.
And logic is something that neither the right wing nor the left wing want anyone to have a grasp of. Those of us in the center, where most of the country is, you guys on the left, you guys on the right, no matter which one you are, I'm not putting you on either side, but no matter which side you take part of, neither one of you want the center to be there, because we're the logical ones.
Well, wait a minute, David. I got to be clear on something here. You come from Florida, and you're lecturing me about logic? Your state is loaded with loons.
I didn't say we understood about hanging chads. That's something.
You're talking to me about logic, and you come from Florida. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, all right, look. We're not here to indict the entire state of Florida. This gentleman is making his point.
The center is the way the country's moving, and the guys on the left and the guys on the right don't want us to move to the center, because then you lose control.
Well, I will tell you this much. First of all, I think that what you – I don't understand what he said.
I understood him perfectly. David, thank you very much.
No, you don't get it. This guy wants you to think that he's a liberal. He ain't. You ain't a liberal, are you, David? There's no way. If I told you a Jew joke.
All right, never mind. Thank you, David, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. If I told you a Jew joke, what is it with that?
I told you, you got a chance to nail down a big affiliate in South Carolina.
You know, if I was from South Carolina, I would be really offended right now, man. I'd be really upset.
Oh, well, isn't that just too bad? You'd be really upset about what? About the fact that you're going to get a big affiliate in South Carolina? And all I'm asking you to do is not be kissing Obama's rear end, like, relentlessly. Give it about a three-second break.
So you're telling me that I'm kissing Obama's rear end, what, because I just think it's cool to do?
I'm saying that a lot of people think that when you talk good about Obama, you ain't, a conservative. And they want you to be. So I'm just saying, back off. Just take your lips off of his rear end for a half of a second.
There's nothing about this radio show that kisses up to him, man. Is there something wrong with a guy who wants a president to succeed as opposed to taking the bold stand, I hope he fails? Did you want me to say that about Bush?
No, because everybody wanted Bush to succeed.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a final phone call here in the segment. Eddie in Wichita, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Eddie, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. Thank you.
I got to tell you what. Multiple personality disorder is the phrase that comes to mind when I start thinking about Mr. Hall here. It seems like he's been all over the place with subjects today. I thought he originally called about wanting to know what your stance politically was. And
what are you talking about, kid? I'm not all over the place.
You have been actually all over the place, sir.
No, I haven't.
You started with insulting the audience, first of all. With the assumption that you already know that everybody except for yourself is dumb, which is completely untrue, by the way, because from my perspective, nobody has proven me wrong yet.
No one's proven me wrong yet.
You yourself have proved yourself wrong, actually, a couple times.
What, that the audience isn't dumb? You know the audience is dumb. I know the audience is dumb. You know you're
you know
dumb.
What?
I know you're
the
dumb.
Audience.
And that's the premise that we work from.
All right,
to agree with you about the audience being dumb, sir, would be to say, hey, let me look at myself in the mirror and say, I'm dumb. And you know what? I'll never do that.
That's right.
Because I'm not.
Well, you should.
You're the one that's dumb here, because you're the one.
I bet you already have, though.
Everybody, you're the one that's made the assumption that everybody else is dumb already. That ergo
makes you at some time in your life looked in the mirror and said, I'm dumb?
Okay, and what is the point, David?
The point is this. If we're all honest about it, we know that the average talk radio listener ain't too bright, and I say that with all due respect, and all I'm asking you to do is to acknowledge that there's something out there in the world other than minorities and you know, that whole, if I were a rich man, do-do-do-do-do, you know. And
boy, you know, you'd think that, but listening to you, that all I do is talk about minority rights here and the Jewish faith.
That's what liberals do.
I'm not a liberal, man.
Well, that's what people think you are.
Why, because I don't rip into Obama every 5 seconds?
Yes.
Well, it ain't going to happen.
Then you're a liberal.
All right. Well, if that's what being a liberal is, not ripping into Obama every 5 seconds about something that he did wrong and letting everybody else take a freaking take a flyer, then, yeah, okay, I guess I'm a liberal.
Aha! So you finally admit it. If the Jewish advertisers were more willing to give us some money for sponsorships, I wouldn't be at all offended.
Thank you very much for your phone call, Eddie. I appreciate it. And thank you, Mr. Hall, wherever you are.
Uh-oh, you hung up on Mr. Hall. Oh, boy.
I don't. What, you think I care? He works for me, huh? If the Jewish advertisers would give us more... 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, we have the stories that we didn't get to on the groundbreaking Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
All right, time now for the stories we didn't get to here on the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Henry Show. Don't forget to watch our on-demand video of the show when we post it, probably sometime later this morning. And also, of course, live-streaming audio turns into downloadable audio on our website, philhenryshow.com. Tonight in our stories that we couldn't get to in Antioch, California, talk about a tough kid. A California toddler is alive after falling 30 feet from an apartment window and landing on concrete and rocks. Contra Costa County Fire Captain Charles Thomas says the 22-month-old boy was alert and crying after the three-story plunge Sunday at Antioch that left him with just a cut on his abdomen, a bruised lung, and a bump on his head. The boy appeared to have climbed onto furniture near an open window, then fell after pushing against the screen. He landed on concrete and a bed of rocks, but as of this broadcast, he is doing fine. Actor Nicolas Cage filed a $20 million lawsuit against his former business manager on Friday of last week, accusing him of negligence and fraud that sent the National Treasure star down a path toward financial ruin. Cage claimed that his recently fired business manager had failed to pay taxes when they were due and had placed him in speculative and risky real estate investments, resulting in the actor suffering catastrophic losses. In a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court and first obtained by celebrity website TMZ.com, Cage said he now had been forced to sell major assets and investments at a significant loss because of the actions of his business advisor and accountant over the past 7 years. The lawsuit said the advisor had also failed to alert Cage to the fact that his money was running out and had overextended his lines of credit with banks. The former business manager, Samuel Levin, could not be reached for comment on Friday. Cage is one of Hollywood's most prolific actors with more than 50 movies to his name, including an Oscar-winning role as an alcoholic in the film Leaving Las Vegas and action movies such as Face Off and Gone in 60 Seconds. Cage earned some $40 million last year, according to Forbes.com, and has 6 movies expected to hit theaters over the next 2 years. He's recently was hit with a claim for $6.6 million in back income taxes, interest, and penalties by U.S. authorities. Cage said he did not realize the extent of his problems until September of 2008 when he hired a new business manager. He asked for $20 million in damages, saying that his reputation has irreparably been tarnished. In Switzerland, authorities say an Italian man took reckless driving to new heights in 11 frantic minutes of traffic violations. They said they first spotted the 47-year-old driver as he sped his Jeep past an unmarked police car at 100 miles an hour in a rainstorm on Sunday. Driving dangerously close to other cars on the Autobahn, he then allegedly ignored police attempts to pull him over, first with a stop sign and then with flashing lights and sirens. Police say the man drove through a construction zone at 87 miles per hour, nearly twice the speed limit, before being stopped. They seized the man's driver's license and a judge ordered him tested for medications and illegal drugs. Police said on Monday the man racked up 15 traffic violations in 11 minutes. A Thai waxworks museum has apologized and covered up a giant billboard of Adolf Hitler giving a Nazi salute after the Israeli and German embassies lodged complaints, its director said on Sunday. The billboard was one of 4 featuring pictures of famous dead people set up on a highway to the beach town of Pattaya, about an hour's drive southeast of Bangkok, to promote Louis Tussaud's waxworks, which opens there next month. Alongside the picture of the Nazi dictator erected more than 2 weeks ago, a large Thai language slogan said, "Hitler is not dead." Museum director Samporn Nakastrong said the billboard had been covered up after a lot of complaints poured in, including from the Israeli and German embassies. I don't know. That, to me, that sounds like a kind of a cool advertising campaign.
Yeah, I thought it sounded pretty good.
Sometimes, you know, the anti-Nazi thing is good, but I mean, these cats are just trying to promote their music. Anyway.
But you're an anti-Semite.
Shut up. No, I'm not. Police said an 18-year-old man faces charges of disorderly conduct for donning a mask like in the movie V for Vendetta to terrorize residents of central Massachusetts. The Sentinel said, as the Sentinel and Enterprise of Fitchburg reported on Friday that the V sightings began on September the 30th when a group of teenagers began wearing the masks to scare one another. But then one teen got carried away and began peering into windows. Oh, God. Boy, that'll get you killed, man, right there.
Yeah.
Groton police assisted in the probe following a similar report from Shaw's Supermarket, and the young punk was apprehended. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Rantz. Our technical director is Ralph Rodriguez. Until tonight or tomorrow morning, a very pleasant good morning from the El Pacifico.
Phil Hendry.